This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that no country should weaponize critical minerals, technology and supply chains to further its own selfish gain. The Prime Minister said this while participating in the outreach session on strengthening multilateralism, economic financial affairs and artificial intelligence on the first day of the BRICS summit in Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro. Mr. Modi said, in addition to greater cooperation in critical minerals and technology, there is a need to focus on securing and making their supply chains resilient. Prime Minister Modi called on BRICS nations to collectively pursue the responsible use of artificial intelligence or AI, highlighting the importance of balancing innovation with governance. Addressing the media after the conclusion of the first day of the BRICS summit, Secretary Economic Relations in the Ministry of External Affairs, Damu Ravi, said the condemnation of the Pahalgam terrorist attack in the strongest terms unanimously by all the countries was another highlight of the summit. He said at the summit, Prime Minister Modi strongly articulated the need for a reform in the multilateral global organizations.
He reiterated that the global organizations of the 20th century lacked the capacity to deal with the challenges of the 21st century. And therefore, he underscored the importance of reforming the multilateral organization. He called for a multipolar and inclusive world order and stated that the global governance institution must undergo urgent reform to reflect the contemporary realities and times.
Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's Brazil visit gives details about the events lined up on the second day of BRICS summit today.
During second day of BRICS today, three sessions on environment, COP30 and global health will be held. Prime Minister will reiterate India's deep commitment to environmental action. He will also elaborate on the initiatives taken by India to take pro-people and pro-planet growth and development. He will highlight initiatives on International Solar Alliance, the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, Biofuel Alliance, Big Cat Mission, among others. Indian Ambassador to Brazil, Dinesh Bhatia, informed that four MOUs will be signed during Prime Minister's state visit on July 8th. These will be on working together on counter-terrorism, to mutually share confidential information, cooperate in renewable energy and agriculture research sector. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today said railways are playing a vital role in the nation's development. Addressing a gathering at Karpuri Gram Railway Station in Samastipur in Bihar, Mr. Vaishnaw said more than 33,000 kilometers of new rail lines have been laid in the past 11 years. Earlier, Mr. Vaishnaw inaugurated several passenger-related amenities, including passenger waiting hall and redeveloped entrance of Karpuri Gram Station. Union Minister for Coal and Mines G. Kishan Reddy has stated that the central government has implemented several key reforms to advance the mining sector with a focus on development, public welfare and environmental protection. Mr. Reddy was speaking at the felicitation ceremony for 7-star and 5-star rated mines held in Jaipur today. He noted that the government's policies have also safeguarded the interests of people living near the mines as well as the workers employed in them. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has emphasized the importance of maintaining a balance among the three pillars of democracy, the judiciary, the legislature and the executive. Mr. Dhankar stated that each institution is supreme within its own domain and any intrusion by one into the domain of another could pose a potential threat to democracy. The Vice President was speaking at the National University of Advanced Legal Studies at Kochi in Kerala today. 12 Turkish soldiers have been killed after being exposed to methane gas while searching a cave in Iraq. The Turkish Ministry of National Defense said at least 19 personnel were exposed to the gas during the search and clear operation yesterday and immediately taken to hospital. The ministry said out of them, 12 soldiers have lost their lives. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended the week's first trading session on a muted note amid mixed global cues. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex rose marginally by 10 points to close at 83,443. And in Wimbledon tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri alongside American partner Robert Galloway will play in the pre-quarterfinals of the men's doubles in London this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.